Welcome to this edition of Buy, Hold, Sell, brought to you by Livewire Markets. In this weekly show, you'll catch two fund managers who'll share their views on a selection of listed companies both here and overseas. Hit the subscribe button on your podcast player to be notified of new episodes each week. And don't forget that all the views expressed are general in nature and you should seek your own advice before making any decisions of your own. That's all from me. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the latest edition of Buy, Hold, Sell. Hey, how you doing? And welcome to Livewire's Buy, Hold, Sell. I'm Ali Selby, and today we're taking a look at some of the ASX's fastest growing stocks. These stocks have grown their earnings per share by more than 100% over the past 12 months. So to find out if they can do it again, we're joined by Jesper Jones from Regal and Brittany Osaka from Spheria. I should say that there are obviously many metrics that you can use to measure growth, and we're doing a fairly rudimentary one, and it's also backwards looking. But without further ado, let's get straight into it. First up, we have Doug Technology, which provides software and hardware services to the global technology and resources companies. Brittany, I'm going to start with you. Is it a buy, hold, or sell?
I'm a hold, Ali. So I think the business has done a really great job growing revenue with their technology. However, their earnings are cyclical. They are tied to oil and gas exploration. And I think any slowdown there could be a headwind for the business. They're also undergoing a significant amount of CapEx, which weighs on cash flow. And I think like many companies who undertake a big CapEx spend, they can blow out a budget. I think as well, just on valuation grounds, given the cyclical nature of their earnings, despite it being a tech businesses, it's not SaaS revenue, so it's project-based. Any fall in one project without another project coming on can lead to volatility in earnings. So I think I'd want a little bit more valuation support, so that's why I'm a hold.
Okay, it's had an amazing past 12 months. Its share price is up around 170%. Over to you, Jess. Is it a buy, hold, or sell?
Sure. We're a buy. I agree with Britt completely that a large part of its revenue comes from a cyclical part of the market, which is doing seismic processing for oil and gas companies. However, what we saw is demand in that industry fall off a cliff during COVID, and actually it's come out really strong on the other side, and we believe it can actually continue for many years. There's also two key reasons why we think that the cyclicality is less of an issue. Importantly, they've just entered the Middle East market, and they currently have 7 tenders in the Middle East, and these are with some of the largest oil and gas companies in the world. So we think actually looking forward over the next couple of years that revenue can accelerate materially. The other reason we really like it is they've spent the last 8 years developing this really innovative software called MPFWI, Multi-Parameter Full Waveform Inversion. Basically, they're the global leader in this software. No one else around the world in terms of their competitors is offering it. It's incredible because often processing this seismic data can take 12 months. This new technology allows them to process it in 5 weeks. So it's truly game-changing technology that we believe over the next couple of years will enable them to take very material market share. And it's only trading on about 8 to 9 times FY25 EBITDA. So we still firmly believe it's a great founder-led business with a true market-leading technology.
Okay, next up today, we have Viva Leisure. It's a fitness facility operator, and fitness is definitely in vogue in 2024. Jess, staying with you, is it a buy, hold, or sell?
Yeah, we're a buy on Viva. We think that, again, it's a founder-led business that has executed exceptionally well, especially in, you know, what's been a difficult environment for the consumer with high interest rates. They've managed to continue to grow revenue and earnings really strongly over the past couple of years. We believe that, again, this organic revenue growth is going to be supplemented by greenfields and also acquisitions. They're basically the only acquirer in the gym space in Australia at the moment, and that's going to fuel more and more revenue and earnings growth. They're also doing things like refurbishments of existing gyms, which are achieving an 80% return on invested capital. Great management team, and they're only trading on 4 times FY25 EBITDA, so we think it's a buy.
Okay, its share price has risen around 10% over the past year. Brittany, over to you. Is it a buy, hold, or sell?
I'm actually a sell, Ali, and I think, you know, I agree with Jess, it's got some great tailwinds coming out of COVID. Everyone's really loving the gym and running. But I think the industry is super competitive. There's lots of niches and fads that go in and out with training. We saw the demise of F45. The HIIT training was in and now it's not. It's a super capital intensive business. Constantly need to invest in equipment in order to gain new members. Churn is really high as well. You know, members come in and out. And I think doesn't generate the best returns for a competitive industry, and it has a bit of debt on the balance sheet as well, which we don't like for a business of that nature. So for us, it's a sell.
Okay, next up today, we have Tyro Payments. It was a growth darling a few years ago, but now it's really out of favour with investors. Brittany, can Tyro turn the ship around, and is it a buy, hold or sell?
It's a hold. I'm sitting on the fence because I agree with you. It has had a tough 12 to 18 months, and that's been a little bit consumer related. So they've got consumer exposure through their terminals, hospitality and retail. They've had management change in late 2022, and as well as that, there's been some competitive pressures. So the business has had some headwinds. I think on valuation basis, it doesn't look expensive. It's trading on 1x revenue. However, I think for us, and the business, as well, has also started to generate profit and earnings, which it wasn't, and hence the growth. But I think for us, we'd want to see another period of two of positive operating cash flow and earnings and the top line stabilise. They've had a bit of churn. I think we saw that stabilise and profitability continue. I think we'd be more positive on the name. So we're a hold.
Okay. Its share price has fallen around 38% into the red over the last 12 months. Jess, over to you. Is it a buy, hold or sell?
I think this is the first one we agree on. We're a hold as well. We do think it's a good business, but we think at the moment there are both positives and negatives. On the positive side, as Brittany alluded to, it's not too expensive. It's trading on around 10x EBITDA. However, they do have quite high capex associated with terminals and software development, so it's on more like 30x PE at the moment, which is still pricing in a bit of that structural growth story of taking share away from the banks. But what we saw last year was a takeover offer by private equity for the company. And we believe that it still remains a takeover target from private equity or potentially a strategic as well. There's costs that can be taken out. They could potentially get rid of the ADI banking license, or they could get rid of the switch infrastructure and make it a much more capital light business with a smaller cost base. So we believe that's there. On the negative side, I agree with Brittany. Unfortunately, this is a stock that has sold off recently because there's been question marks around the top line growth and merchant churn. It's an example of one that until we can see kind of growth return in that dynamic and competitive pressures ease, it might be hard. It's also becoming more commoditized and there's technology risk.
Okay, we asked our guests to bring along one growth stock they're liking today. Jess, what have you brought for us?
Sure. A growth stock that we really like and which Regal's a substantial shareholder in is a software group called Gentrack. They offer mission critical billing and CRM software for energy companies and water utilities. And they also have a second division which does ERP software for over 120 airports around the globe. They've been compounding both revenue and earnings very strongly since the new CEO took over a few years ago. He has a great track record of under-promising and over-delivering. We saw three beats last year to FY23 guidance and the result. We think that they can beat again the guidance that they have in the market for FY24. And energy companies are going through this really interesting period at the moment of needing to revolutionise their software stacks as a result of the renewables and electrification theme. And we think that Gentrack are really well placed. They're taking share away from competitors such as Oracle and SAP. And their new generation software is being priced at 50 to 150% higher than their old generation software. So we think this is one of the key reasons why they were able to grow ARR last year by 51% organically. And we think that strong growth can continue.
Okay, over to you, Brittany. You didn't have any buyers in there today. What stock are you actually buying right now?
So one we like, Ali, is Adore Beauty. So they're online pure play beauty retailer. What we really like about the business, it's got a massive customer base. So it's got over 800,000 customers. Part of their revenue, 80% of their revenue is actually generated from returning customers, which shows you the stickiness and the loyalty of the customers. They've had some headwinds coming out of COVID. They had massive growth during COVID. They're comping some of that, but they've now returned to growth. And we think the online beauty market in Australia can grow significantly ahead of bricks and mortar offering. The business has a net cash balance sheet. It's generating cash flow and earnings now and trades on 0.5x revenue. So you're buying arguably a growth business on a value multiple. Comp in the US, Ulta Beauty trades on 2.5x revenue. So you can see there's massive amounts of value in the business, got really great growth, and we really like Adore Beauty.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that episode of Buy, Hold, Sell as much as I did. If you did, why not give it a like? Remember to subscribe to our YouTube channel. We're adding so much great content just like this every single week. Thanks for listening to Buy, Hold, Sell, brought to you by Livewire Markets, Australia's number one source of expert investment analysis and insights.
Register for free online at livewiremarkets.com and you'll discover more exclusive investing articles, videos, and podcasts.